Good evening, Rabbis. I want to raise a very obvious question that is almost too obvious yet. Nobody really thinks about this question. That is that the halacha is that it's also a shamish mitasa b'fnei kisvei hakodesh. If a person has svarim, if a person has tefillin, so tashra shamit is also in that room. Yet, every bedroom has a mezuzah on it. So the post can raise the question, how could you have bedrooms that have a mezuzah, a bedroom for a husband and a wife have a mezuzah, if it's also a shamash mitaso, b'fnei kisvei hakodesh? So the easiest situation is if the door closes and the mezuzah is on the outside of the door. So that would be an ideal situation. We'll talk about, there are a few options. So that would be the easiest thing, and the best solution would be to have the mezuzah on the outside of the door, but based on the way the doors are configured, sometimes that is an option, other times that's not an option. So I want to share with you a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says the following. He says, how come in Hilchas Tefillin, and Hilchas Sifrei Torah, it mentions that it's also l'shamish mitaso in front of the Tefillin or the Sifrei Torah, but how come the postgame, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur, none of the posts can mention this point in Hilchas Mezuzah? And even more so, a Sefer Torah doesn't have to be in a bedroom. And tefillin don't have to be in a bedroom. Tzaron don't have to be in a bedroom. But every bedroom has a mezuzah in it. So therefore, it should be even more something that should be mentioned by the poskim. Furthermore, asks the Aruch HaShulchan, how come? What is the second question? He says maybe you'll say because such a room is not a room where Tash Shamita occurs is not chayev. In a mezuzah, he says that can't be an option either because how come the poskim wouldn't make this point that a bedroom is not chayev in a mezuzah either? So that question he's not going to stay with so long. The Aruch HaShulchan comes out with an interesting conclusion. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's muchach. It has to be that if the same Torah that gives the mitzvah puravu and simultaneously, that Torah gives the mitzvah of mezuzah. And there's no other way to have it. If not, you could have, again, you could have a sefer Torah in a different room. You could have Torah in a different room. But the puravu and the mezuzah is both on the same room, presumably. It must be that, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be telling you that even though, typically, also shamish mitasa b'fnei kisvei HaKodesh, that halacha doesn't apply to a mezuzah. And therefore, he says it must be that the same Torah that tells me to put on a mezuzah on a bedroom door, and the same mezuzah that says to have puravu, it must be they go together apparently somehow, and therefore there is no chiyuv to cover the mezuzah on a bedroom. Why? Just because it's clear that's what the Torah is thinking, without a reason. Not that, oh, for some reason I'm going to find out the room is pata. No, the room is chayuv. Oh, but there's Tashmish Shamita. Yeah, there is Tashmish Shamita, but it's the same Hashem that says there should be a mezuzah. It's the same Hashem that said that there should be Tashmish Shamita, and therefore this is the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan.
Why can't you cover it?
You could cover it, so, but the poskim don't say that. So how could it be that all the poskim?
But where does it say in the Torah that you shouldn't cover?
Right. So the poskim he's wondering how come none of the poskim, not the Rambam, the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, none of the poskim speak about the Rambam. The Rambam will talk about it in a moment. None of the Rishon, none of the earlier poskim have spoken about the possibility of cover. Yes, so the stipler says that the best thing is to hang a shirt, a towel, have a nail, you have a mezuzah, and on top of the mezuzah is a nail, and this if it's inside the bedroom. If you close the door and it's outside, then there's no need. But if it's inside, then you could have a nail, says the stipler, and what? Okay, so the covers that we have, the halacha is that in order to cover a davar shebekdusha, has to have two coverings. And one of them has to be not miyuchad l'kach. So if you have, even if you have a one that's opaque, that doesn't allow, that's not see-through, then still you need one covering that's not miyuchad l'kach. So that is another option. So let's back up. The Aruch HaShulchan is the biggest chiddush. It's a wild chiddush. He says that you could have a mezuzah that's uncovered in the bedroom and have the Tashmish Hamita there, and that's okay. That's a chiddush, though. Most poskim do assume that the mezuzah does need to be covered either. There are numerous ways that it could be done. Either it could be covered just with hanging something on top of it, like a nail, like the stipler suggests. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav has an interesting suggestion. The Baal HaTanya suggests that the fact that it's attached to the wall gives it a din of a reshus bifnei atzmo. It's not part of the room. If it's in the room, then it has to. You can't have tashra mit in the same room as a dovid, as tefillin, as a sefer, or as the mezuzah. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the fact that it's affixed, that it's adhered, that it's attached to the wall, that makes it considered as though it's in a reshus bifnei atzmo, and therefore it's not like it's in the room.
What is that?
I don't know why.
It's like you have a painting in a room which part of the room.
Painting is not if it's banged into the apparently he understands the fact that it's banged into the wall makes it a reshus bifnei atzmo, I'm not sure why. And therefore it wouldn't require covering. There is the Chayadim says what Yossi suggests that you could have two coverings. We said that, but if you have two coverings, one of them has to be not miyuchad l'kach. So what you have to do is you have to, when you have a mezuzah, typically they wrap a mezuzah in plastic wrap or in cellophane, not cellophane, in wax paper. So when it's being wrapped, instead of saying, I'm hereby wrapping it to protect the mezuzah from moisture, have in your mind that you're wrapping it for the purpose of serving as a hefsek, and therefore you have the mezuzah case, which is built, which is made for a mezuzah case, and you need one more covering that's not miyuchad l'kach, that's not designated to fatat mezuzah. That will be your cellophane, your wax paper, your plastic wrap, and that will be a second covering to that you have in mind is not to protect the mezuzah, but it's to be the mechitza, that hefsek, as the second covering to allow the tashamita in that room. Yeah, what, you had a question? No, you had a question.
If you have guests staying in a room, does that room now become a bedroom because the guests are sleeping in there? Or is it...
According to the Aruch HaShulchan, who said, according to... It won't really change anything. Whatever the halachas would be in a regular room would be a halacha. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's fine. According to the staff, you'd have to cover it. And the fact that they're guests or not doesn't change this. So if you hold like the Aruch HaShulchan, you just the Torah, same Torah that says have puravu says put a mezuzah. Must be it's okay to have a mezuzah on a even an open mezuzah in a bedroom. That's what he suggests. That's a chiddush.
Good.
Good. Good. Good.
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.